KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, where giving is more than a gift, it's an investment in the place we call home. For 35 years, we've connected generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, providing more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships. Your gift supports students, strengthens nonprofits, and creates a legacy for the future. Give today or plan a gift for tomorrow by visiting homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation, building community through generosity.
Today is Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. Two artists with roots on the Central Kenai Peninsula are among this year's cohort of Rasmussen Foundation Individual Artist Awardees. Each will receive $10,000 to create or complete a project. In one case, music about life in Nikiski, and in another, a book about being a caregiver to an elderly family member. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara spoke with both artists about their work and has this story.
Keely Boyle describes her music style as...
folk, definitely. I love jazz and have for a long time. I love Americana music. I'd say... I try and meld my love for poetry with my love for folk and jazz.
She says that's what you'll hear a lot of in her upcoming EP about her grandparents, Owen and Fleur Boyle, and their life in Nikiski. Boyle lives in Anchorage with her husband and kids, but she grew up in Old Town Kenai, going to the beach and admiring the mouth of the Kenai River. Boyle says she got an early start in music due in part to having musical family members. Her dad and uncle are also musicians. She started performing with them when she was just in the second grade. She grew up playing the Kenai Peninsula Festival circuit, with gigs under her belt from Moose Pass to Veronica's Cafe to a Weight Watchers benefit in Homer. And then came a band with her now husband, Nelson Kemp.
Kenai was very generous to me and my music my whole life. And to me, an incredibly musical community for such a small town it is. There's so much talent. And focus on music is very special.
Boyle's Rasmussen Award is for music and music composition. She'll use it to finish an EP about her grandparents' life in Nikiski that she started after they died.
So it's supposed to be sort of something celebratory, a gift to my family that portrays our cherished world together.
Boyle describes the 5-track EP as slices of life in which the Kenai River, Kidney Lake, and Cook Inlet are prominently featured alongside memories and descriptions of her favorite people and places. So now she's turning to vocals, production, and mixing. Boyle's favorite track doesn't have a title yet, but for now she's calling it You Could Be a River Mouth, and describes it as a sort of death song for anyone from Kenai. She says people should listen for her signature folksy Americana sound, with nylon string guitar, stand-up bass, horns, and pedal steel. She hopes listeners feel like they know her grandparents better after listening to the EP. Owen, a diver who helped build oil platforms, and Fleur, an active grandmother who managed the Women's Resource and Crisis Center.
They were incredible people, very, very special. It's been a couple years, and I think my whole family is still reeling from the loss. They were intelligent, thoughtful, kind, loving, curious, quick to laugh. Beautiful people that we were lucky to have care about and love us.
Family is also central to the project Lester Nelson Gockel is undertaking through the Rasmussen program. He is a Soldotna-based designer and illustrator whose work focuses on branding and identity design for businesses.
When you go to a company's website or look at their sign, look at how their business looks inside, I can design all that.
He moved to Soldotna when he was 3 years old and later spent time at the Art Institute of Portland, in Puyallup, and in the Philippines, where he ran a charity for youth design outreach. A quick tour of his business website, Lester Co., evokes feelings of nostalgia that he attributes to being raised by older parents.
They look like they could have been done in the 50s, which I think lends them more of a timelessness.
Nelson Gockel is using his Rasmussen Award to produce a set of books about the last year of his dad's life following a major fall. After that, his dad struggled with his memory, and Nelson Gockel served as his primary caretaker.
Probably the primary theme of the book will be my dad's relationship with me as his gay son, which is one of the most defining aspects of our relationship, because that's the relationship I had with him that nobody else had that relationship with him.
Nelson Gockel is working with a bookbinder friend in Texas to assemble the project, which will incorporate ink images on silk screens, letterpress imprints, illustrations, and exposed binding, all wrapped in a yellow silicone fall risk bracelet. He says creating a book was an obvious way for him to tell his story, which will explore themes of identity and depression.
After this accident, my dad lost his memory, and he thought, for a good long time, he thought we were living in the 1980s, and that we were still living in very rural woodland Washington, and that he was this conservative farm-bred mechanic, and had to come out to him multiple times a day, many times a day, to show him photos of him at me and my husband's wedding in Saldovia, and each and every time, he accepted me again.
Now that he's received the grant, Nelson Gockel says he's wrapping up the story and layout before sending it off for printing. He plans to sell copies of the final product on his website. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and in Seward 88.1 FM through translator K201AO. Also on our website, kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. A heads up that the Homer Harbormaster is advising owners of boats in the harbor that there is a significant amount of rain and snow forecasted over the next 72 hours. Freezing temperatures followed by a rapid thaw with heavy precipitation are conditions known to sink boats in harbors. Boat owners are requested to check their bilges for signs of ruptured plumbing and remove any excessive rain and snow accumulation from their vessels. Coming up this morning on KBBI, tune in at 10 a.m. for Radio Storytime with youth librarian Cinda. This month's program features stories about libraries. That's this morning at 10, right here on KBBI. Also this morning at 11 a.m., we're going fishing on Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling with host Ingrid Nixon. That's this morning at 11 a.m. here on KBBI. Thanks for listening, and good morning.